hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, your time machine into days of futures past. Radio Thrift Shop features an ever-changing playlist of folk, jazz, easy listening, indie rock, indie pop, privately released, and homemade music from the early 1900s until next week. At the Thrift Shop, we love 78s, 45s, 33s, cassette tapes, and compact discs. We're broadcasting here on WSCS every Saturday evening. I want to say thank you for tuning in. We're also heard online at classicalwscs.org and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. Well, every so often I like to do a themed program. Music that is centering around a theme. Today's theme on the Radio Thrift Shop, birds. Indeed, it's music for the birds on the Radio Thrift Shop.
La-da-da-da-da. Sweet. sunshine, sing high in the dark, fly through the night.
It's the power of stories. It's the power of hearing from an individual who experienced something.
The stories of everyday people form an important and often overlooked part of our history. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. David Klein is an assistant professor of history in the College of Liberal Arts and Human Sciences at Virginia Tech. As an oral historian, he specializes in finding untold stories.
There are cases where oral histories are the only way to get to stories because, for one reason or another, no records were kept. For example, I worked on a project in Amherst, Massachusetts about illegal abortion. And, of course, those who are working, this is pre-Roe versus Wade, those who are working in this field did not keep written records because they were breaking the law. So in order to get the stories of what actually happened, oral histories can take you there. So, for example, we could tell many stories about the American South. One story might be the loss of the textile industry. In order to get to that story, we could tell it through economic lenses, right? We could tell it as business history. We could tell it from the point of view of owners of mills. However, one could also talk about the culture of a mill village, of what it was like to live in a factory-owned home, to live within the sound of the whistle that called you to work, to live communally and closely with your neighbors, to go to work at 5 a.m. and be deafened by the sound of the shuttles going back and forth. So we can get stories that are just as compelling, just as important to economic history, but told from bottom up, told through a different lens, from a different perspective, that can be very, very compelling history.
We'll hear more on oral histories in future programs. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Come here on my own.
I've been here.
The formidable talents of Richard and Linda Thompson with their version of Rumi's Bird in God's Garden. Before that, we heard The Grateful Dead with Birdsong, and we actually started the program off with It's a Beautiful Day and White Bird. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I've got a little bit of news to share with you from New England. Amherst University of Massachusetts campus radio station WMUA is having a POGA crisis. The Daily Hampshire has the details. Apparently, the signal is sunsetting some polka shows, among them Polka Bandstand and Early Bird Polka. Plus, there will be a general scaling back of Saturday polka programming from 12 to 4 hours. Now, this is not sitting well with the station's polka community. There's even a petition online to save the shows. Now, pokernomics aside, the larger context of this move is a University of Massachusetts decision to reduce community member programming at WMUA and upsize student involvement with the station. So, polka fans, we're going to see what happens there. In the meantime, you can always tune in to the polka party over on WUNH 91.3 in Durham. Well, I won't be playing any polka music anytime soon. However, today I am playing songs related to birds, songs about birds, songs with birds in the title. Basically, music for the birds.
Beneath this snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The small bird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever isn't true, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
This is Bird Note. It's small consolation to those of us shoveling the stuff, but snow is a great insulator. Light, fluffy snow can be up to 90% trapped air. Just the thing to keep bears and ground squirrels and other hibernating mammals warm. And birds, too. Ptarmigan, those small Arctic grouse that molt into a white plumage each autumn. spend their long winter nights in cozy caves they excavate in snow. At dusk, they dig an entrance, then bulldoze their way beneath the surface to hollow out a well-insulated sleeping chamber. In truly harsh weather, they'll hunker down in their caves through the short Arctic day, too. Common redpolls move south to escape the Arctic winter. But even then, their wintering grounds in southern Canada and the northern U.S. can be snowy. These tiny, goldfinch-like birds with the bright red cap break through the snow with their heads, then burrow horizontally for up to a foot and a half. Come morning, when the sunshine warms the air, they pop out of the roosting cave, leaving the smooth blanket of snow pocked with redpole-sized craters. Something to look for next time you're out in your down parka with a thermos of hot chocolate. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
Thank you. shoes on her feet. What about the people, yeah, who don't get enough to eat? What about the babies, yeah, living in the streets? Hey, what's the solution? Fly like an eagle till I'm free. I wanna fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. Fly like an eagle to the sea, Lord, to the revolution.
Day by day, time keeps on moving us away. Lord, from the revolution, I wanna fly like an eagle till I'm free. Fly like an eagle to the sea. I wanna fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. Thank you.
still, I'll come flying through your door. And you'll know what love is for. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, yeah, yeah, yeah. Touch your lips with a magic kiss, and you'll be a bluebird too. And you'll know what love can do. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird, I'm a bluebird.
Thank you.
right. We've been playing music for the birds. We started off with Elvis Presley and Snowbird. Then the Hooterville Trolley with No Silver Bird. The Steve Miller Band and Fly Like an Eagle. Paul McCartney and Wings with Bluebird. And finally, Richard Thompson with another rendition of Bird in God's Garden. Well, if you love radio, please come join us at the Radio Thrift Shop, where we cruise up and down the dusty aisles of curios and curiosities, where the music and our spirits are free. I want to say thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.
Silver wings, Skyblue.